Praise God. So I've got a song I'm going to do for a special tonight that's a new one. I was listening to just some worship music kind of in the background as I was doing stuff, and I heard this song come on, and the song is Raise a Hallelujah. But it's the thing that kind of stood out to me, besides the fact that it kind of blew me up when it came on, was that just we live in a world where there's so many distractions. There's so much noise. And this song is kind of just a reminder that, like, we can control that. We can raise our hallelujah loud enough that the world sees it. And just ask you to worship with me today as I sing this song. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah, my weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah, heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, gonna hear our praises roar. Up from the ashes, all hope will arise. Death is defeated, our King is alive. Raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. I raise a hallelujah, I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah, fear you lost your hold on me. Well, I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, gonna hear our praises roar. Up from the ashes, all hope will arise. Death is defeated, our King is alive. Sing a little louder. 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 In the presence of my enemies, sing a little louder, louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder, my weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder, when heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, gonna hear our praises roar. Up from the ashes, all hope will arise. Death is defeated, our King is alive. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, gonna hear our praises roar. Up from the ashes, all hope will arise. Death is defeated, our King is alive. Raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord Jesus, my God. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for that strength that we have in you to overcome anything that comes at us, my God. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my Lord. Glory, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Sing song number 336. Wherever I am, I'll praise him. Wherever I am, I'll praise him. Wherever I can, I'll praise him. For his love surrounds me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise him. Whenever I can, I'll praise him. For his love surrounds me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise him. Whenever I can, I'll praise him. For his love surrounds me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise him. Whenever I can, I'll praise him. For his love surrounds me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Thank you, my Lord Jesus, my God. I praise you, Lord. I love you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, my Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, my God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah, my God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, my God. Praise God, you may be seated.
The tempter not, somehow I found the strength to tell him no. What I once called pleasure, I just stood and watched it go. Surprised at my resistance and newfound stability, I've decided there's a loving God that's holding me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for holding me. If it wasn't for your love, no telling where I'd be. Here in your arms I find such sweet serenity. Thank you, Lord. Lord, for holding, holding me. The storms of fear and the sorrow shook my soul through the night. I cried, I'll never live just to see that morning light. Oh, but now the sun is shining, I'm safe without a home. There's one answer, I am sheltered, safe in my Savior's arms. Oh, thank you, Lord, for holding, holding me. If it wasn't for your love, no telling where I'd be. Here in your arms I find such sweet serenity. Thank you, Lord, for holding, holding me. The storms of fear and sorrow shook my soul every night. I cried, I'll never live just to see the morning light. Oh, but now the sun is shining, I'm safe without a home. There's one answer, I am sheltered, safe in my Savior's arms. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for holding, holding me. If it wasn't for your love, no telling where I'd be. Here in your arms I find such sweet serenity. Thank you, Lord, for holding, holding me. Thank you, Lord, for holding, holding me. For if it wasn't for your love, no telling where I'd be. In your arms I find such sweet serenity. Oh, thank you, Lord, for holding, holding me. Thank you, Lord, for holding, holding me. Thank you, Lord, for holding, holding me.
Jesus. Praise you, my God. Sing song number 140, I'll go where you want me to go.
I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. Or mountains, or land, or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountains or land or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord, I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, over mountains or land or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord, I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, over mountains or land or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord, I'll be what you want me to be.
Jesus, my God, I praise you, Lord. I thank you for being there to guide us in every step, to lead us where you want us to be, my God. I ask you, Lord, to help me be able to hear that voice. I love and praise you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Praise God. I'm going to sing one last song tonight. If you're in Sunday school, you may be dismissed now. We'll sing song number 157, I'm Willing, Lord, to Go.
I'm willing, Lord, to go. I'm willing now to stay. I'm ready now to do thy perfect will. And if valleys must be trod, to do thy will, O God, then I'll walk them all or climb the highest hill. I'm willing, Lord, to go. I'm willing, Lord, to stay. I'm ready now to do thy perfect will. And if valleys I must trod, to do thy will, O God, then I'll walk them all or climb the highest hill. I'm willing, Lord, to go. I'm willing, Lord, to stay. I'm ready now to do thy perfect will. And if valleys I must trod, to do thy will, O God, then I'll walk them all or climb the highest hill.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Glory, glory, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Praise you, my Lord. Praise you, my God. Will you all please stand while Paul brings us the Word of God?
Sorry about that. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ here, sold out in Alaska. Glad that you could all join us. I want to welcome our online folks. We're glad you could join us this afternoon. It's a beautiful day out there. A little chilly, but it's beautiful out there. This is one of the prettiest places in the world to live in, right here. And it's a blessing, and I thank God for it every day. I have a couple notes here I got to read before the banquet here. I mean the banquet, how about before the teaching here? It's time to sign up for the Secret Pal for this year's Christmas banquet. The middle school and high school students will be organized by Rick and Jocelyn. If you participate in the 2019 and you signed up before the deadline, there's a copy of your wish list and instructions for this year in your church mailbox downstairs. If this will be first year to participate or you signed up after the deadline in 2019, there are instructions on the box in the entryway. Please see Melissa if you have any questions. Thank you. Okay, now we'll get down to business. I got quite a few notes here. I gotta straighten them out here. Well, we gathered here tonight to worship God and just praise Him for all the things He's done for us. Draw closer to Him. And this fellowship that we have in Jesus Christ gives us the strength to carry on day to day. We need each other. The live stream online is a wonderful thing when you can't be here. But don't ever let it take away from not coming when you can. Because that's kind of the number one thing in the world right now, church-wise, that a lot of people decide they can stay home and go to church in their jammies and, have a grilled cheese and a bowl of tomato soup and still get the service. We need the closeness of each other. God created us to be close, to have an interaction, and you don't have that online. And you lose out a lot. Because that spirit, when it moves between us, around us, all over us. And if you're not right here, I mean, you can feel the spirit online. I've done it many times when I worked away. But it's not like being right here in the midst of God's people with His music and praising Him. Amen. And so I encourage anybody that's been dragging their feet, I understand, and God understands, if it's all you can do is stay home and watch service, wonderful thing. But if you can possibly make it here, you need to make it here. Just for your own good. We draw off each other. And we get to know each other a little bit more in church, too. We get to chit-chat, see what's going on in each other's lives. And there's a lot of information shared in 15 or 20 minutes sometimes in church that you would have no way of knowing if you weren't here in person. So, praise God, we have each other, and we have this place to come and worship Him for. Amen. We need to keep this prayer for each other up, prayer for the gifts and the callings to be not just manifested, but working in a mighty way among us. We got, everybody's got their mountains and their valleys, and we need the support from each other. Amen? We just came through a week of nightly prayer, and we did a week of fasting, and it's all on the honor system. If you can't be here, you can pray at home. But, like I said last week across the pulpit, find that time between 6:30 and 9 o'clock to pray, because we're still in one accord for all our prayers are going up in that time frame. And If you can't do it, well, that's God understands all that stuff, but we got to do our very best. That's what he understands. He understands how much we give, not how much we want to give. After our nightly prayer and our fasting, we got God's attention. Now, we're expecting great things. Amen? Which actually leads us right into the teaching today. And it's about prayer. And I didn't want to get too far into it because about that part of it, because Wednesday night Bible study has quite a bit to do with this teaching right here. And it has to do when you pray. Do you really expect God to answer your prayers? And I know I've been guilty of it myself. I'm praying, but I don't know if he's really going to answer that one or not. If we don't pray amiss, pray for something that God absolutely can't bless, then he's not going to honor it. But if we pray for things that give God the glory, that make other people's lives easier, to show his love and his mercy towards one another, God will find a way to work that out. He will let them know that his people are praying for him and they can feel that. And then they have the results. I mean, he doesn't heal everybody right then, but sometimes God's timing is not our timing. But God hears everything we say. Amen. So we're going to go to a few scriptures about praying and believing when we pray. And the name of the teaching is going to be, Do We Pray Believing? That's going to be the title of it. Let's go to Matthew, the 7th chapter, just a couple of verses there. I mean, God's word tells us, if you do this and this and this, that he's going to answer our prayers. Do we believe his word? Do we have the faith that it takes to do these things? Because it actually winds up being your faith. If you really trust God and believe God is going to answer your prayers, he has to. He says, I will, if you have the faith that it takes to trust me enough, I'll do it. And we should never be surprised when God answers a prayer. We could be amazed, but we shouldn't be surprised. God can do anything. Amen? I mean, that's the bottom line. Because we're natural people, we don't think spiritually a lot of times about, you know, I'm going to ask God to touch somebody, to make a way for somebody, to rent a house, to buy a car, to get some extra groceries, just one of their children are sick, anything. Them things there are all the things that God shines in. That brings him glory when we pray about that stuff, and he does it. I mean, you think about all the miracles that God's done in our church over the years, individually and as a group of people. I mean, there's people here that had cancer, that's had all kinds of stuff happen to them, and they're still here with us. When they only give them just a few months to live, a few of them. You think that's not a miracle? I mean, God sees it all. He sees the numbers of the hairs in our head. I'm pretty sure he can hear us when we say the smallest prayer. Let's go to Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 7. Just two verses, or 7 and 8. Verse 7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh shall be opened. And then it goes on to talk about us being natural people, how much more God would give you, will give you and can give you more than a natural father or mother would do. I mean, our Bible study this is what triggered my thought pattern when I was studying for next week, but I was a couple of weeks ahead of myself, but anyway. Everybody prayed for Peter when he was in prison. But when he actually got delivered, they couldn't believe it. I mean, they were surprised. So, and I got thinking about it. There's times that I've prayed that it was a pretty impossible situation, and it happened. And I thought, you know, I mean, I'm praying. Do I really believe and trust God that he's going to make it happen? I mean, sometimes it doesn't happen exactly the way you pray about it, but it always happens for the best for us, right? I mean, that's God. His ways are far above our ways. So what's the requirements for this? Let's go to John, the 14th chapter. What do we have to do for God to hear our prayers? John, the 14th chapter, and we'll start out in verse 12, just verse 12 to 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verse 13, whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And what's that name? Jesus. Ask it by the name of Jesus. That's where all the power is at. And we know that. We know that without a shadow of a doubt, that in Jesus' name, people were raised from the dead. People received the Holy Ghost. All the miracles that were done in Jesus' name. When we're getting tempted, we can call on that name and he has to leave. That little G has to leave when we're tempted. I don't care what he's tempting us with. If we call on that name, we have the power not to do whatever we're getting tempted to do. Amen. Let's go to James, the first chapter. James, the first chapter, and start out in verse 5. It's just verse 5 through 8. James, the first chapter, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to men liberally and unabradeth not, and it shall be given him. And that word unabradeth means that there's nothing too small for you to pray about that God won't answer. If you change that word out, it means that he doesn't look down at you for asking for something that's small. It's not a big deal. That everything that you ask him for, he looks at. You know, I mean, there's times in my life that I've asked for information about something, and so you don't know that. God's not like that. Or you don't have an idea what that is. You know, that demeaning stuff. God's not like that with us. If we ask him the smallest thing, he looks at us with a loving heart and says, hey, what can I do for my child here? That's the kind of guy we serve. Amen? I mean, he's loving to us, man. He's tender-hearted and loving to everything we do. Don't you just love God? I mean, just I can talk about him. I just my heart starts jumping up and down inside of me and thinking about what we got waiting for us, and that this will be over one of these days and we'll all be together. No more heartaches. No more sorrows. Just, we all have them. And it comes for everyone. In the world, people have heartaches. They have some unbelievable ones. And I don't know how they do it without God. I have no idea. But praise God, we know God and we know where his comfort's at, and he's right there to take care of us and our families. I love God for his love and concern for us, for one thing. He cares about every little thing about us. I don't think we think about it that much, but he really does. He's more than a mother hen. He watches every feather in the nest, and he knows exactly when something's out of place and something's not right. And that's why he's always trying to get you back in the fold. And that's what the messages are always about, to try to keep us in the fold with our God so he can be happy with us, answer all our prayers, and bless us when we have a coming. And that our life alone gives him glory. That's what this is really all about. He did everything he did for mankind, for his glory. And it's up to us to give him that back. In our life, just the way we live our life, should be nothing but glory for God. And that goes from the way we look and dress to the way we talk, the way we interact with each other, everything. It says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Don't put yourself in a position where people can talk about you, even if you're not doing anything wrong. Don't put yourself out there where people can stumble and find fault with you. If they find fault with you, let it be a lie. Don't let it be real. Amen. Amen. I mean, this is the word of God. This isn't Paul Mazzell. Let's go to 1 John, the third chapter. First John, the third chapter, let's start out in verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. If we're doing our very best to live for God, you come to this altar, you're expecting something. You're not coming up here repenting. You're coming up here laying your petitions to God. And he hears that. He knows all the stuff we go through just to try to be a holy people. We got to be a holy people. I want to read 21 again. Beloved, and if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of the Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us a commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth with him, he and him, whereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit he has given us, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. We have the power to live every word of this Bible. It's up to us to use it. It's just like we've been taught before. If you go over to the wall and there's a socket over there and you never plug nothing into it, well, the vacuum cleaner's not going to run. But if you stay plugged into him, you'll stumble less and less and less. Pretty soon you're walking a holy life in front of God. Then you got to work to keep it that way. But hey, you know, I mean, the only time you're really happy is when you're pleasing God, right? That's the only time I'm happy, when I'm in that realm with God. And I know he's happy with me. I don't care what I'm going through. I still have that happiness that, hey, God knows what's going on here. He knows how I feel about it. And I'm trying to keep my heart the way the Bible says I should be, without any animosity or anything like that, and just put it in God's hands. He's big enough to handle any problem we got. We don't have to troubleshoot our stuff. And set the record straight, get even, and so on and so forth. Let's go to Mark. Mark, the ninth chapter. Some of this teaching here is, when I was studying this thing, was some of the stuff we kind of lost track of over the years. We don't talk about it much anymore, about the gifts and the callings, and we're not that excited about it. I mean, it's like we got started, we're all fired up, and it didn't happen in the first 15 or 20 years, and now we kind of laid back a little bit. And I'm saying everybody, but I mean, we have to be united as a body of people, a church, all of us, because we need every piece of this puzzle to make a beautiful picture. Amen. And if you're only given half or 45% or 75%, somebody has to give 125% to make up that half or make up that 25%. So if we just, I mean, it's not too late. This is a reminder. Hey, this is how it used to be, but I think we kind of let off a little bit. We can get fired up. We can make it happen. Amen. I mean, he gives us the power to make it happen. We got to do this job, okay? It's not like we can just lay it down and it's going to go away. This job has to be done by somebody, right? And we got to do it, right? And he called us to do it. And if we don't do it, he'll get somebody that will. I mean, that's scripture. He talks about the talents, and if you don't use them, you lose them. But then you don't want to pay the price when you do lose them either. So this goes doubly for me. I mean, I have to look in the mirror all the time, especially when I'm studying this stuff. If there's anything that I'm not looking at, when I start studying for a teaching, how about you, Paul? Well, how are you doing on that? You want to tell somebody else about it? Well, how are you doing? You got this covered? I mean, that's what I have to face. And I don't take it lightly, man. My soul hangs in a balance too, just like everybody else's, day to day. You can lose your soul today. And I made up my mind, I'm not losing my soul. If there's anything I covet in this world, it's going to be my soul and living eternity with my Jesus. That's what I covet. And that's how every one of us got to feel. If you don't feel that way, you're not going to make it. Because this is nothing compared to what we're getting ready to go into. I already feel in prayer and everything, this is a snapshot of what it's going to be like. It's going to get bad. I mean, we don't even know how bad it's going to be before he takes us out of here. But we do have a work to do. And if we do all we can do and not one soul walks through that door, at least we did all we could do, and that's what we'll get rewarded for. But I don't believe that there won't be one soul walk through that door. I think if we get together and get one mind in accord, really get in one mind in accord, and get fired up, there is nothing we can't do. If there's anything around here that's got the love for the truth, we'll find it. Amen? Mark, the ninth chapter, let's start out in verse 17. And this power right here is the same thing that we got. This is the same thing when he said, I send you the comforter back. This is exactly what he's talking about. Mark, the ninth chapter, verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake these disciples that they should cast him out, and they couldn't do it. What they're saying is it sounds like he's having like an epileptic fit. And the disciples tried to cast out this demon, and it wasn't working. Verse 19, and he answered him and said, O faithless, see, that's where we're going back to that faith again. Faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Well, we've already did a lot of praying about a lot of this stuff over the years. And they brought him unto him, and when he had saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it also ago since this came into him? And he said, of a child. So he was just a young, two or three years old maybe, I don't know. And oftentimes he has cast him into the fire. I mean, this guy jumped in the fire and in the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. This guy just wanted, if nothing else, just pray for us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, have faith. All things are possible to him that believeth. That's us. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And that's where we're at. We're all like that. We believe to a certain point. Some of us got a little more faith than others. But if we had the faith of a mustard seed, we'd be doing this. If it was just one person, a church, with that kind of faith, we'd be making something happen. But that doesn't mean it's not here. That means we got to stir it up a little bit and start reaching for it. Verse 26, and the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch as that many said he is dead. Verse 27, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And we just got done doing this. And he said unto them, this kind come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. And we just got 2 weeks of that behind us. So what does hinder? I mean, if you believe any of this word of God, you got to believe it all. We have this power. We just haven't used it to this point yet, to this level, I'll put it that way. Maybe as a church we have, but individually. Individually, if we look in the mirror, we know we're not living up to our potential. We might be 90%, we might be 50%. It might be everywhere in between. But that's between you and God. You have to take your own inventory of this stuff. We got a work to do, and we're going to do it. But we got to be spiritually in the place where we can do it. And it's going to take an effort from each and every one of us. Amen. Let's go to Mark 16, because that's what we were called for. This is scripture. We just read all these verses about faith and what Jesus did, and he said you can do this and more. He's talking to us, his people. Mark 16, start out in verse 15. And he said unto them, go you in all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. What's the gospel? The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The first two chapters of the book of Acts will tell you all about that. And he that believeth has faith, and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned, and that means judged. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Well, we just read that. They shall speak with new tongues. That's what happens when you receive the Holy Ghost. And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And now we've talked about this before. No, we don't take up snakes and all that kind of stuff. And we don't tempt God. But if something happens to us in that order, God's right there to take care of us. Verse 19. So then after that, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And this is when he tells them to go to Jerusalem. That starts in the first two chapters of the book of Acts. And says, wait for this comforter, for this power of the Holy Ghost that I'm going to send to you. I'm going to heaven, but I'm going to send my spirit back to give you the power to live the life and do the works that I've just written down in this book. So that's where we're at today. We got work to do. Amen? And lots of it. And that's going to be the last scripture, but I wrote down a few notes here that I'm going to read before we go. And it has to do with as an individual in the body. We have work to do, and we need to be about our Father's business. And are we willing to pay the price? Because God's got to be first. And are we going to trust him for our natural lives? Put him first and trust him for our natural lives. Because that's what happens. Our natural lives get to be more important than God's work. And pretty soon we start losing that fire. Pretty soon we get up and go to church and go home, go to church and do what we do during the week and all that. God's got to be number one in our life. Amen. We need the gifts and callings working. That's what I wrote down there. We need to be what God called us to be, with the gifts and callings working 100%. We as a body are not living up to our potential. I mean, we're there, we're working on it, but we're not living 100% to our potential as a whole body. But we can be. Amen? And we want to be, right? So we're coming to the end of the year. We're coming to a new year. I mean, this is something to think about before watch night and all the things that go along with that. I have been a little let off on this here or that. Maybe I don't pray enough. Maybe I don't study enough. We can change all that stuff. God looks at your heart, and when you repent about stuff, it don't have to be really a big deal. But little things are a big deal with God, because little things that wind up being the little foxes, and that's what causes a division. When you don't give each other the benefit of doubt, and you get easily offended, and numerous things, that's because you're not full of the Holy Ghost. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, 99.9% of the things that happen to you don't bother you that much, and if they do, you can get past it. Amen. So, I'm going to invite you up to the altar tonight. Lay it all on the line. Tell God how you're feeling. If you got loved ones that are needing prayer, if you got people that are sick, people have health issues, if you got children you're worried about. I mean, there's a lot of things in a person's life that to pray about. I mean, your kids are like the number one thing in your life when you're young. And then they get grown up and they get to be teenagers and they start, you know, sprouting their wings, and pretty soon they can turn into a real heartache sometimes. And then they leave the nest, and then you still worry about them. You worry about the choices they make. I mean, we need to hold each other up. It's got like teenage kids, and kids in general need all the prayer they can get from adults anymore. They don't have an easy life. I don't care if they're only 4 or 5 years old. There's a lot of things go out there for small children. They have access to too much stuff. Too much stuff. Amen. It's scary. I feel bad for these little kids. But keep everybody in your prayers. Let's go on and become the people God called us to be. Amen. Thank you.
I've been sailing the seas for most of my year, riding on the crest of a wave that was made of tears, drifting on a troubled sea. I was traveling endlessly till I put my anchor down at peaceful harbor. The wind of despair was blowing in my face till the day I put my gentle breeze in a blazing rain. So I charted a brand new course. Let my Jesus be my guiding force. And I put my anchor down at peaceful harbor. Where the wind of despair was blowing in my face. Till the day I felt a gentle breeze of amazing grace. I charted a brand new course. Let my Jesus be my guiding force. Then I put my anchor down at peaceful harbor. Yes, I emptied all of my cargo on the docks of heaven's gate. Troubled seas, I'm sailing no more. All my sailing life is over. My legs have failed to land, and I'm standing now upon the distant shore. So I'm watching the sun set down on a peaceful sea, and never in all of my life have I felt so free. Standing upon the shore, I'll be sailing out no more. 'Cause I put my anchor down at peaceful harbor. Yes, I emptied all of my cargo on the docks of heaven's gate. Troubled seas, I'm sailing no more. 'Cause my sailing life is over, and my legs have failed to land, and I'm standing now upon the Savior's shore. Yes, I emptied all of my cargo on heaven's gate, and never in all of my life have I had to wait. Standing upon the shore, I'll be sailing out no more. 'Cause I put my anchor down at peaceful harbor. Yes, I emptied all of my cargo on the docks of heaven's gate. Troubled seas, I'm sailing no more. 'Cause my sailing life is over, and my legs have fell to land, and I'm standing now upon the other shore. Yes, I'm standing now upon the other shore.
Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. The doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. 'Cause the answer's on its way, this I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Our heavenly Father knows our prayer. And you can rest assured, the answer's on its way. The windows of heaven are open. God's Spirit is falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my soul. 'Cause Jesus makes everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. God's Spirit is falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my soul. 'Cause Jesus makes everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. God's Spirit is falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my soul. 'Cause Jesus makes everything right. He gave me old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. God's Spirit is falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my soul. 'Cause Jesus makes everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe. tonight. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight.